Good morning. Thank you, Rich, Nancy. Wonderful songs. Loved them this morning. Thank you. Today is my 20th wedding anniversary. Thank you. That wasn't what I was grasping at, but thank you. That's awesome. Every year, for the last 20 years, my mom has given us gifts that are spiritually inspired. And this year, for our 20th wedding anniversary, she gave us these mugs that say Mr. and Mrs. on them. And she also gave us Mr. and Mrs. little trays to match. And the mugs are significant because they have a poem on them, and it says, "A marriage that follows God's plan takes..." I'm going to cry. I always cry, don't I? I'm such a baby. "A marriage that follows God's plan takes more than a woman and a man. It needs a oneness that can be only from Christ. Marriage takes three." Now, I know Lou doesn't come to church, and I knew that going in 20 years ago. We met, and 3 months later, we got married. Quick courtship. And I had an issue that he didn't go to church, but I took a leap of faith in this man, and I do not regret it. I have not regretted it one day. But God has always been present in my marriage, always. It takes three. In 1998, the housing market hit us. It hit the public in 2007. It hit us in 1998 because we had a construction business and we built houses for a living. And we went through our 401k pretty quickly within about 4 years. We couldn't have gone through that without God in our lives. We do pray together. We do at home. Lou, the best way I can describe Lou is Archie Bunker. He believes in God. He believes people should. He will get on somebody who is an atheist. You need to believe in God. But he doesn't believe that he should have to attend church every Sunday. He's been here a handful of times. For you, those of you who remember, Janelle, Rich, maybe Nancy, I don't know. He's been here a handful of times. He respects Bruce immensely. He does not feel that he needs to attend church every Sunday. But we couldn't have gotten through that housing market crash without a lot of prayer, a lot of faith, and God getting us through that. We couldn't have done that. We couldn't have gotten through his heart attack in 2011 without God and a lot of prayer through Bruce and the church. Life Springers were there with us, and we couldn't have gotten through that. We couldn't have raised Zachary in a house that is spiritual and with Zachary loving LifeSpring and loving God the way he does. It takes three. It takes three to do that. We couldn't have done it without God. And Lou, when I'm not there, makes sure that Zachary says his prayers, or did. Make sure he said his prayers. Make sure every time he eats, said his prayers before he ate, said his prayers for all of you, made sure he prayed for his mom. It takes three. Cannot raise a child who believes in God without three. It took three. Could not, cannot feed people for 20 years without God. It takes three. I would not have been able to... He helps the people in our neighborhood. He does his own ministry on his own. He is a mechanic for the people in my neighborhood. He does it for free or for people that are low income. It takes three. All of this in my marriage the last 20 years, it has taken three. He may not go to church, but it has taken three to make this marriage work. God is in my life, and God is in my marriage. It has taken three. So today, please join me with this communion and take this meal with me and remember that all the things that God does in your life. Thank you.